Hello.
Yes, hello. Is this Randy?
Yeah. What's going on, man?
Hi, Randy.
You said you're going to give me a call this morning. I didn't get no call. I didn't get no call this afternoon. And I'm supposed to be going live. And I still don't see the ad. You said by 12 my time. Now we're going on 3. So I'm really concerned. I got on the phone with Google. I tried to go on my local services ads page. They tried to, you know, help me out and figure out, you know, why I don't have a green check or why my ad is not up. But I don't have my local services ads, customer ID, whatever that is. So I couldn't do anything. So like I said, like what I'm really confused is I have no idea what my ad is going to say. I don't know the words we're using. I don't know the miles we're going by. I don't know anything. I don't know when my Google guarantee. I don't know when this is. I don't understand what's going on.
Yes, absolutely. I do apologize for the delay. It's been a really busy morning on my end. Referring to the customer ID you're talking about, I can provide that to you if that will help Google give you an answer on that. But from what I can tell you on here, the ad has been activated and it should be live. I'm not sure if there's a delay on it displaying actually on Google, if it still needs to get onto there, but the ad is live and we did activate the budget.
Yeah,
so if you like,
so you know that's if I don't see it, the customer can't see it. So you know that's what I'm concerned about. It could be live all this month, but I want it to be live so that it turns into, you know, phone calls, which turns into revenue. You know what I'm saying? And I don't see it.
Right, absolutely. So like I said, I don't know if it's a delay on Google's end or if there's been an issue regarding that, but it is live and it should be displayed. Like I mentioned, it was activated at 7 o'clock Pacific time this morning.
Right, so who are we talking to find out the specifics? Are we just guessing, saying, are we just going to wait until Google is together, or do we do something, like do we try to do some work to find out why it's not getting on, or... do we have any expertise to know what's going on, or we just saying, oh yeah, it's live, so I don't know why it's not live, but you know, like what are we doing?
So two things, right? So it's already been escalated with Google on our end, so we're waiting to hear an answer from them. But you did mention to me that you tried to contact them as well directly, and they were asking for a customer ID.
Yeah, they're asking me for a customer ID and also the email that's associated with my company. And I don't even know which one. I don't have any information on that, man. I never even got any local services logged in or anything. So I have no idea about nothing. I'm not a person who likes to be in the dark. You know, I have no understanding of what's happening. Like I said, I don't even know what's going to be written on the ad. I have a live ad. I didn't even get to contribute or say a word. I don't know what one word is going to be on the ad. We never went over that ad either. You know, we never went over how far miles radius that we're going. Like, we didn't have any conversation about nothing. Oh, congratulations, you're on Google. It'll be there tomorrow. I have a green check tomorrow. I'll give you a call this time. And I have nothing that we said that was going to happen yesterday happened today, including just the phone calls. Like, I've been on local. I have so much other things to do to be keeping calling Local Splash 1,000 times just to tell people somebody's going to call you in an hour. Like, I need to get some answers while I'm on the phone now because I don't have all day just to keep going back in the Local Splash. Like, I need to understand. So I'm definitely going to need a local services email that we're using. I'm going to need the customer ID or whatever that is. And I would like to find out what's going on. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm spending money. I paid money. And I'm not getting anything or any. I have no idea what's going on.
Okay. So, first of all, as far as the, you know, the mile radius and the service areas that we're promoting the ad on, that was part of the application that you submitted. So the application you submitted, you should have had a question where you provided the service areas that you wanted to target.
Yeah. So you also said you're going to go back to that. We said, oh yeah, we can go back to that later. Don't worry about it. Let me think of some other areas. We were talking about that. And we never went back to those other areas. That's what I'm saying. Like, it's just like a half-ass shit. But go ahead, finish.
And as far as the customer ID, if you're ready to take it down, I can provide that to you right now.
Yeah, I'm ready right now.
So it's 768-409-2145.
Uh-huh.
Should be 10 digits.
Okay. 768-409-2145.
Yes, so that's the ID that the Google was requesting from you, and then the email that's associated with the account is the ski617@yahoo.com.
Yeah, she's telling me they don't have anything up there for my email address. But I've gotten correspondence from these guys here. I also have people calling me from Google on my phone. I don't know if it's fake ass people from trying to be like I don't know if this is just people from like a telemarketing agency trying to, hey, this is me from Google. We're just trying to update your account. I don't know what the hell is going on. It's been a weird ass day.
Yeah, a lot of the times Google, a lot of the scam calls are people impersonating Google, so that is something that you have to look out for. As far as the email that you requested, there was one sent out yesterday after we spoke, basically reviewing the verification process, and it has now been completed. Not sure if you got a chance to look at that.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, but like I said, I don't see anything. I would think, wouldn't you guys be the people calling, reaching out to Google and finding out what's going on as well?
Yeah, exactly. Like I said, it's been escalated already, and we're waiting to see what is going on with that.
Do I have a sign-in and password for local ads?
I'm sorry, what do you mean, like a login?
It says, when you go on local ads, it says sign in. So I'm saying, like, when I sign, there's no way to sign in. I don't have any information to sign in. You understand when you go on local ads? I should have a local ads account because that's where my account is. I have no access to get in there to see. You understand?
Yes, I'm trying to see if that's concerning the actual Google Ads account that we manage. And if that's something that you're supposed to have access to or can have access to. But as far as the Google ad, it's just something that goes on to Google and then you receive the leads, you know, as they come in.
Yeah, that's not what I asked for. What I was asking for is how do I log into that local ad? Whoever's going into my account, they have to go on local ads because that's how you build that's how you build it. So they have to have a local ad. When I try to go on local ads, I can't get on there because I don't have a login. It says sign up for account or, you know what I'm saying? I have no information on that.
Okay, I'm finding out right now if that's something we're going to give you access to. Like I said, that's not something that I've had to deal with before, so let me see if we're going to grant you those credentials. One second. So just real quick while I wait on an answer on that, yesterday we were both looking over the Google Guaranteed ads in Wilkes-Barre, and I believe we both saw that one of them had the green check mark, right? It was the Precision Door Service?
Yes.
Okay, so we are on the right page. I'm still seeing that one same business with the green check mark. The other ones don't seem to have it. So.
Wait, from where? From what I see right here, it says when I put garage door repair, when I go on my phone, it's different than it does my wife's. The first thing it says is I put garage door repair, results in there, Wilkes-Barre, PA. It says add. Then it has Precision website. It says Garage Door Repair, Scranton, same day Garage Door Repair. Then under that, it says Local Garage Door Repair, Scranton, Garage Door Spring Repair, Common Opener Problems, Door Inspection, Door Designer. And then it has the telephone clicked for the number. Is that what mine's going to look like? Is that a Google Guarantee ad right there?
Is that the one that has the green check mark?
No, I don't see any green check mark at all.
So the one that you saw yesterday with the green check mark for Precision Door Service of Lehigh Valley, I believe it was, that's gonna be what the ad looks like. So it's gonna have the ratings for reviews, gonna have your hours of operation, obviously the phone number. So that ad you saw with the green check mark is exactly how yours will look. Like I said, if it was working correctly and your ad was live, it would be right next to that other one with the green check mark, and it would look basically the same.
Yeah, I only see one company with that. But like I said, I think something's also wrong with my phone as well, because I'm getting a different thing in search.
Yeah, it should come up like the one you said your wife saw that did have the green check mark. That's how it should come up whenever you do a search for garage doors.
Yeah, the only thing I see is it says see Garage Door Pros, and it says add, and it says Precision Door Service of Lehigh Valley, and has a check with a Google Guarantee next to it. Underneath that is the same thing with another company. It says Rainer Door Sales, but they don't have a green check. And then it's another one with Precision's website and another ad for them, and then it goes to Matt.
Okay, so I'm trying to start a chat with a Google representative to see if I can get an answer while I have you on the phone. Okay, can you relay that customer ID that I just gave you back to me? Did you speak with a Google representative through chat or through a phone call?
Phone call.
Okay. Okay, so the Google rep just chatted back, said, "I'm so sorry the ad's not showing. I understand how inconvenient it must be. Let me pull up the account on my end. Please bear with me."
Okay.
Okay, so I believe this Google rep is going to give us a clear answer on what's going on, just waiting on the response.
Cool. I'm waiting now. Still waiting on this Google guy?
Yes, I'm having the same issue you were having about the email address. He's asking about the email address associated with the account. I'm trying to provide him it.
Yeah, and when I said SKI617, they were like, no, it's not there. I have emails sent to me from Google Guarantee, and so it has to be the address, the email address that they have. I have emails from local services ads. Would you like me to send you that?
And it's to the SKI one, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. See, that's what I'm trying to tell this representative too, that, you know, we have access to that email from this account. Okay, he just gave me another way. Give me one sec.
Okay.
When I go on local services ads, I actually can see the how the ad looks, how the ad would look. They're asking me a whole bunch of questions.
Does it give you like a preview of the ad or?
Yep.
No idea why our ad is not showing. Does he see?
Well, he's trying to get a correct email associated with the account. I don't know if it's whether to verify it's legitimate or to find the account, but
I have to send you an email from them, a picture, and they'll see that I'm getting emails from them.
Okay, I'm just trying one more option he gave us. One second. Now he's saying he thinks he found it.
Okay.
Yo, shut up. Shut up, please, yo. I'm on the phone.
So they sent me an email, right, Google? And
okay.
It says payment methods and terms and service finder. Every time I go into it, that's the only thing it says. So he must be in there doing something.
Yeah, he just told me upon checking here, the account is still under review for video verification. It is not yet completed.
We are verified, but we got the verification already.
Yeah, that's what I'm. That's what I just told him. I said the ad is supposed to be live, so I'm trying to see what he's talking about.
Yeah, and tell him I have. Is there any way I can send you a picture right now?
You can make that available to him. I can show it. Because I can send you a picture of. The email that I got, you can send it to me. I can see the tabs and discrepancies. Because everything is verified. I did every single thing. I even have it. I didn't even screenshot it, you know, the pictures when it was showing that I had 2, 3, 4 days. It got approved in 4 days. But I have pictures where they said I sent everything. I completed everything. So if you have a somewhere I could send that, I definitely have a screenshot of that.
Okay, one sec.
Can I send this to you, to this local splash, the text number I've been sending?
Yes, go ahead.
To this number that we're on right now?
Yes.
And that's one. I'm sending you another one too. Send those both to him. He should be able to see what's going on. Let me know if you get those pictures.
No.
Did you get those pictures?
Yes. I'm going to see if I can get them sent.
So were you able to send him those pictures?
Yes, I'm just waiting on an answer. Okay, so now apparently there's a pending step that was not completed, even though everything passed and we're able to push the ad live. So this gentleman is saying, let's see. Yeah, so upon checking here, the account is still under review for video verification. It is not yet completed. Then he asked me, may we know when you completed the video call with our advanced verification team? I said, we're not seeing anything for advanced verification. Then he says, please check the email sent by our advanced verification. I told him there's no such email because everything already passed. We were able to push the ad live.
I was speaking to a buddy of mine who does online marketing as well. He has his own company. When I got that email and it said that I was verified, that everything was verified, he told me that there was one more step. Again, you got to go through advanced verification. And I said, nah, this is it. I don't have nothing else. But that's what he was telling me. I had to, and he said, oh, okay, congratulations. But the first thing he said was that, okay, now you have to go through advanced verification. And I never got any information about any advanced verification I had to deal with you, so we never spoke about that.
Yeah, because like I said, on our end, everything shows as being passed and the ad's live, and I even went over the budget with you, right, and I pushed the ad live. So.
You ever experienced something like this before?
No, apparently it's the advanced verification is only for garage doors and locksmith business owners. But yeah, so they're saying we should have received the email for advanced verification, but I already just went through our inbox. I'm not seeing anything for your account. So now they're saying I need to contact the advanced verification team at Google. So what I'm going to go ahead and do is send them an email that he just provided to me. I'm going to give you the same email, so if you'd like, you can also send them an email.
Because right now I'm paying for something that's not obviously working. Right? I'm paying for something that's not set up right, or that's not going to bring me anything. Like, already paid for it.
Right, so everything's already passed. Like I said, this is obviously a step that we were unaware of that we have not ran into before. It should have been something that happens automatically because those emails that come through to us are obviously directly sent to you. But since we don't have it, obviously you don't have it. That's an issue with their advanced verification team. So the email address for the advanced verification team is av-help@google.com.
What is it?
It's av.
Av.
-help@google.com. I'm sorry, it's just av-help@google.com.
Av help?
Yes, A as in Alpha, V as in Victor.
At google.com. Okay, and you're sending them an email?
I'm about to send them an email right now, basically stating that there has to be an issue on our end because we never received an email from them for an advance verification. And if you can also send them an email letting them know that it's the same issue and that you need to conduct an advance verification with them. That should be the only thing left to do, because like I said, technically the ad's supposed to be live, but they just came out with this. So I believe once I get an answer from the advanced verification team and we are able to conduct this advanced verification, then everything should be good to go.
So how does that go with my money and about my ad that I'm wasting right now where we think we live and I'm paying?
Well, no, since the ad's not live, obviously no one's going to see it and they're not going to call you, which means the budget won't be used until the ad's live.
Trying to send this email out now.
So I just sent it out, and I will wait to hear a response.
Okay, so I'm gonna send an email as well. Is there a way you could tag me on that email?
I'll just send you the same email. So I'll just send the email that I'm sending to them.
Do I need any information for my company, like my merchant number in this email?
Yeah, just provide them the customer ID that I gave you.
Mm-hmm.
And then let them know that you need to do an advance verification, but an email was never sent out regarding that.
Customer ID, email. My name is Randy Thompson from Discount Garage Doors. My customer ID is 768-409-2145. My email is ski617@yahoo.com. I was approved and verified. Attaches the emails and notifications that I received. We're waiting for a verification email that we never got, another step. We were able to put the ad through and make it live, so we don't understand how that was able to happen.
attach these things that I just attached to.
Okay, so I just sent you an email of basically the message that we sent to them. And they should be responding with whatever necessary action needs to be taken.
All right, so we have no idea now the timelines of this now.
Right, because we do need to hear a response from the advanced verification team. Hopefully it's as fast as the Google rep was responding to me.
Okay.
But like I said, the budget won't be used at all until the ad is live because people won't be able to see the ad, obviously. And up until this last step gets figured out is when that budget will start to get used.
Okay, go ahead. All right, thank you. I'll do everything I can to get past that.
If I don't hear back from this advanced verification team by the end of the day, I'll reach out to you to see if you were able to get a response. And if they do respond, obviously, I'll reach out to you to let you know what the steps are.
Thank you.
No problem. Thanks for your time today.